enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
And did we ever.
Oh, yes, indeed we did. We had quite the weekend. We had Bond events galore, but we had the golden bullets for the 2025 Bond content creators in your lives.
Yeah.
And we had the Moonraker event that Margo and I have lovingly been calling Gather All Space.
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 Space. Mickey. And.
It's been a little while since we've recorded up here in our quote-unquote studio.
Yeah, as in the attic. yeah, it's been a minute. It feels good. Feels right. I'm on the floor. You're in a chair.
Yeah, we've had...
You're drinking water over there.
Water ice.
Drinking some water ice.
It's been quite the hot summer, so we've been recording in our living room, so yeah. It's been a couple months,
but... Bunch of peasants. do you want to ask me what I'm drinking?
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking water. Margo, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a hot tea on this hot summer day, and it's staying hot. You want to know why it's staying hot?
Do you have some kind of thermos of sorts?
Well, it's because it's in a thermos. It's in a thermos. It's not just any thermos. It's the best thermos you'll ever find this side of the Mississippi. It's a Golden Bullet Award thermos.
Absolutely. You got to earn that.
But we'll get into that later.
Is that your nonchalant way of saying, like, look at me and my award?
No, award? What are you talking about? It's crazy.
No spoilers. Gloop, 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 gloop. yeah, we had the Golden Bullet Awards.
That was a little ASMR for you.
we had the Golden Bullet Awards, and this event is special. In general, and we'll crack that nut here throughout the show, but I see it as special to us. And do you know why, Margo?
Why?
Because we didn't talk about what we're going to talk about. I'm just surprising her. So this is kind of retelling old tales, but keeping it here. You know, we've been doing this show for a little while. And last year, those Golden Bullet Award nominees came out, and we got nominated for Newcomer of the Year. So here we are a year later, and it's kind of like, look what's happened in this last year. Mm-hmm. From the time we were Newcomer of the Year to, well, we weren't Newcomer of the Year. We were nominated for Newcomer of the Year. And here we are now. You know, I just think back to over a year ago, but Margo and I, we're going to do this show. At the time, we were only going to do the movies and be 25 episodes and probably be done. We had a couple, like, you know, ideas for an episode here. There are some trips, but it was kind of like, you know, not to make it about this. We were doing this because we just wanted to do something together, mm-hmm. put it out to the ether and see who consumed it and if people liked it, agreed with it, yada, yada. We didn't have the biggest following. You know, we... only had a couple people listening, things like that.
We very much did this for us. There was very, very few other reasons to do it. It was very much you and me taking the time to watch a movie in the funnest way possible by eating the food relating to the movie and drinks and this and that. Immersing yourself, one might say. There was definitely a... foreseeable end, you know?
Yeah, at the time
we definitely weren't planning on making this what it is now,
right?
And yeah, and then came the Golden Bullets.
I'm retelling the story just to kind of bring it home. Like Margo said, there was probably an end in sight, you know, but we surprisingly were nominated for Newcomer of the Year, and we're like, well, might as well stick around.
It was the fun. if the people want it. The funny part was I was, you know, it's full transparency, I was ready to kind of just, you know, mm-hmm. tell August, like, or I did tell August, I was like, listen, I just changed careers. It was a very busy year. I was like, you know, I don't know how much I got it in me to keep this up, you know, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's fun, but like, you know, there's other stuff we did together too. You know, it wasn't. Yeah.
And at the time, we've said it a million times, but Margo was running our Instagram, creating graphic design for not just us, but for our own website and all this and that and this. There was just so many other factors. Yes. We were kind of like,
And then one day I opened up Instagram and all, you know, we went from zero notifications to like 20 notifications. And I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, did we just blow up? And yeah, it was the golden bullets. And, you know, August will tell you. I was like, well, I mean, if they insist, I mean, we might as well keep going. And the big catalyst wasn't, and I want to say it was, yes, being nominated was very honorable, what do you call it? We were very grateful for it. But you know, attending an event and going to that Bond and Beyond really is what sealed the deal for like, maybe we should keep going.
Yeah.
You know? It was being around more folks, being more involved in the community that changed my mind, you know?
It's not about being validated, but
definitely not.
But it's nice. It especially at that time, it was nice to be like, oh, people are listening, and there are people out there who do like us. You like me. You really like me.
You do like
us. And we got nominated. So the Golden Bullets, I think for that reason alone, will always be special, because I see it as it was special for us in that way. And who knows who else it's special to in that way. And having like a full year of kind of taking it all in, like we'd been doing it for a while, like I said, Golden Bullets happened, and I don't know, we just started being seen, being putting ourselves out there more as far as like communicating with other content creators, Instagrammers, what have you. And then like Margo was saying, that Bond and Beyond event, I'll never forget it. When we walked in, we had, and not that it's about followers or nothing, it's just a good indicator in my mind of like what's happened. Yeah. But like, you know, we only had 67 followers. I'll never forget the number.
Yeah.
And we loved every 67 of you.
Yeah.
But that's what happened going in. And then from there, it was just like, this was our flag in the ground. We're here. Like we want to be a part of this community. Mm-hmm. We want to get to know people. We want people to get to know us.
And in terms of the follower count and all that, because it does come up, especially when you're smaller. When you're a smaller podcast, the growth is more noticeable because you're going from double digits to potentially triple digits. It's something that you see. And it's not, and we keep saying it's not about that because it truly is not about that. But it's a good way to measure how many people are interested in what you're putting out. Mm-hmm. It's a good measure. If you're constantly doing stuff, and we keep saying this, to get more followers, you're doing it wrong. The amount of followers, though, does kind of help you gauge like, oh, cool, who is interested in my stuff? And we're seeing an increase in that. So we're seeing that there was an increase in people's interest in what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And there was definitely that catalyst of once we physically attended an event and we physically were physically engaged, sorry, with with the community, it was a good indicator for us just how people reacted to us and our concept and everything. The more we were ourselves, the more people seemed to be into it. People love us. No, I'm joking. But you know, we were able to do what we like. We have our own conversations. We just stick microphones in our faces and, you know, put it out into the ether. Mm-hmm. But it really did encourage us to be ourselves. Like, being involved in the community has shown us, like, be yourself, and that's what's going to benefit you, mm-hmm. truly. And we never had a scripted podcast or anything, but we definitely had kind of like a, you know, we were very aware of how we were talking on the podcast. And now I feel like it's a little bit more natural. We eventually felt more comfortable just being ourselves, is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. Do you want me to say that again 10 minutes longer? Jeez, Margo.
But I think to, not where we're at now, but like the friends we have now because mm-hmm. of things like the Golden Bullets, because of things like a year ago, the Bond event, the Thunderball event, and here we are celebrating a Moonraker event. Mm-hmm. And just like a year later, to the day, almost, it was like a day off, but just like the people that we've gotten to know, the people we've and also have consumed their content, their shows, their products, like in all those wonderful things. I thank the Golden Bullets for that. I thank these like little Bond community events for that. And here we are to talk and celebrate the newest one.
Yeah, the latest.
The latest at the time of this recording. But yeah, the Golden Bullets, the announcement came for the nominations. And of course, I did my little campaigning of, you know, vote good squeeze for this and this and this and this and this.
As one does.
As one does. As mm-hmm. one should. Because, you know, I already said why I feel like this is special, but I like to celebrate what we're all doing. Not mm-hmm. just Margo and I, but the other people out there. The other people I voted for and nominated and all those beautiful things. Because, you know, we're doing this as a hobby. Mm-hmm. You and I, others are as well. And it can be hard work. And I want to celebrate. I appreciate that there's an avenue for us to celebrate each other.
Yeah. So thank you, Roland, first of all, for putting this together. And again, anyone will tell you it's not about the award. It's about, you know, how many people get to, because again, the Golden Bullets for us the mm-hmm. first time around, you know, when we were, you know, I know August, you consumed this prior to being a content creator. First time around, it meant something to us a lot. It put us on the map. We had been doing this for what, 3 years, 2 years?
Oh, about 2 years.
Anybody knew us. There's, and not just, again, it wasn't about being discovered or whatever, but that is what put us on people's radar, was mm-hmm. the Golden Bullets. We're very grateful for that. And if it weren't for Roland putting them these events, like, it would have never happened.
Yeah.
And, or maybe it would have, but like, you know, we know that that's how it happened for us. So we're not going to, you know, stick our nose up at this wonderful event that we had so much fun at, the, you know, being a part of the first time around. And it really meant something to us. Like, mm-hmm. it truly did. And, it was an invitation into the community, really, is what it was. It showed, yeah. like, hey, look, we see you. I acknowledge you, you know.
Yeah, whether you win, you get nominated, or if you just wanted to be there as a patron, yeah. I know we would have been there either way this year.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, we were far and away, and we were too shy to come to any Bond event at the time. But like the year before that, like you said, I consume these Bond content creations before you and I ever started a show. I voted in those previous Golden Bullet Awards. So I've been a fan and an appreciator of not only this concept and this idea, but for Roland for putting together this wonderful event to celebrate people's, yes, achievements, but their passions. You know, things like episode, YouTube video of the year, or, you know, Instagram channel of the year, like, or nonfiction author of the year, mm-hmm. things like that, podcast of the year. I appreciate that there's, not only just a voice, but like, an event to like celebrate. And I really enjoyed getting to go this year. Mm-hmm. Because it gave us yet another, not excuse, but a thing to do for us to get together with our Bond friends.
Yeah. It's like, why, you know, we might as well make awards in our friend group, you know, and like, it's like superlatives. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Any excuse to get together, any excuse to celebrate. And it's fun to applaud your friends. You can't, you know, I mean, we can do that. If, you know, let's say we were to see one of our buddies and we just started clapping for them. Yeah, we could do that.
I think we do that anyway.
We do. Yeah, we say, hey. But like, with in a formal event, when like your friend's name gets announced and you get to, again, just, I'm not going to hoot and holler in the mic right now because that would be insane. But when you get to do that in public and show your appreciation for your friends, and you know, you get that in return. Like, you know, the, you know, it's a good feeling. We're all happy. We're all excited. And you know, it's not, yeah, it's not like a, what do you call it? A lifetime achievement award, but it kind of is, you know, like it's August, you talked about it perfectly. Recently it was like, it is our Oscars, you know, mm-hmm. like the Oscars weren't, I'm going to let you say it, cause I don't want to steal your, I don't want to steal your thunder. That,
like Margo interrupts, I steal her material.
That's true. So. And today I stole, he gets to interrupt.
The Oscars weren't the Oscars until they were the Oscars, right? Yeah. The Golden Bullets are our Bond community content awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to appreciate them and respect them
because
mm-hmm. I enjoy them and I appreciate them and I respect them.
And I'd like to say we went into this fully knowing we wouldn't win.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We were not expecting any kind of award. Just,
no.
You know, no spoilers, but, you know, like, no, and I'm joking, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but we went for the love of the game. Yeah. It's so much fun. The drum roll is amazing.
Getting dressed up,
I'd
seeing
like
others
everyone
dressed
to
up.
Know August carried that drum roll. August is the one who did the drum roll. He was the only one in the audience, and then at the end of it, everybody was doing the drum roll.
My knees were sore from patting them for the drum
my
roll.
My hands hurt from clapping, which is a good sign.
And
had fun.
My cheeks were sore from smiling.
Yeah. My throat was sore from, okay, well, that's, never mind, sorry. I was going to say from laughing, but no. that's, yeah. Sorry.
Take it easy.
Just, you know, you can't say anything. Anyways. Yeah, but so the end, just building up to the event, we were excited. We mm-hmm. really were. And one thing we do want to touch on before we kind of go into like the logistics of, you know, what it was like, you know, who we saw, this and that. There's this idea of like, hey, let's be modest. Let's all be modist. That's I agree. You know, modesty and humility is a very good whatchamacallit?
Trait.
Thank you. It's a really good trait to have in these situations. But there's a fine line between being modest and being kind of brushing off something.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that, you know,
the degree of self-deprecating.
Yes,
even. Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes when we self-deprecate, we put down the thing that's affiliated with us, you know, and mm-hmm. I feel like that is something that a lot of people are inclined to do. But you would never say that to someone who, like, you know, for example, like newcomer of the year. That, again, that category meant so much to us just in terms of just being accepted into the Bond community. That's literally right. What it was. Right. Just being invited and being seen was so important. If we were, let's say we had 2 million followers, we wouldn't want to be like, oh, thank God we got nominated, this and that, obviously. But we also, you also want to find that happy medium between self-deprecation and understanding that this means something to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we got to see a lot of people, like, for, like, you know, us. Like, we got to see a lot of people show that humility, but also that excitement for the awards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that does us good. It's okay to be happy that you win an award or that you're even nominated. It's mm-hmm. okay to be happy about that. Because the knee-jerk reaction, I feel like, is for a lot of people to be like, it doesn't matter. It does. We're all celebrating you. A bunch of people voted for you. And it sounds like I'm being really arrogant right now. It really does, because it's like, yeah, we got nominated, but, like, you know, and the knee-jerk reaction for us was, who cares? It's not da-da-da-da, whatever.
I know. It's easy to say this, yeah. But we would be saying these exact same things because Margo and I talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We would be saying these exact same things whether we got nominated for anything or whether we didn't.
Even if we got banned, even if we got banned from the Golden Bullets, we'd still be saying this.
Cause, there's still time for that.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, let's do it today. No, but it's with, like, so many of our friends got nominated, and that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was so exciting to get to cheer, to get to, and I do think it was funny when, like, you know, it was our friend's turn, and we were, like, yelling and screaming and cheering, and then, like, let's say they didn't get chosen or whatever, like, then there was that, like, moment of, like, ah, and it was, like, I was a bad sport on other people's behalf.
Uh-huh.
But again, that excitement is just so much fun, like, So, yeah, it's I do think that, you know, we all want to be humble and we all want to show that humility and respect towards others. But let's remember self-deprecation and, you know, how that can affect how others see themselves in relation to these awards.
Sure.
You know, for some people like us, when we had 67 followers, it meant a lot. And it still means a lot because of everything that it represents, which is a gathering of and a
celebration.
It's a celebration of what we do every day, which is just, you know, contribute to the Bond community. We've all created a community. It just sounds like I'm you know, it's like I'm new to this and I'm acting like I've been around for like 20 years. I have not. I'm very new to this. But because of you guys, there we go. How about that? Because of, you know, how everyone has created a community. You guys have created a community that we could then jump into. That's crazy. Who gets to say that?
Of all yins.
All yins. All yins created something that, like, has invited people. Like, it's, I don't know how to describe that. Like, I've never created a community like that. I've never been, like, the source of something. And you guys have created that. That's something that's worth celebrating. For crying out loud. Sorry. I don't know why I'm getting so upset. I'm not upset. I'm very happy.
You're passionate. Mm-hmm. Passionate as she sips from her
golden thermos.
Her golden bullet.
From her refreshing thermos. The tea is still hot.
Don't demean what it is. It's a golden bullet.
A thermos is not a demotion.
That's right.
Far from it, my friend.
You were very excited that you could eat soup out of it.
Oh my gosh, a bucket of soup. Let me tell you that. And it is also a very prestigious Golden Bullet Award.
It was displayed proudly on our mantle.
It still is. I just moved it to drink tea.
Exactly.
That's it.
But, you know, a funny little side story, though, you know, the nominations came out, and, you know, Good Squeeze was blessed enough to be nominated for three.
So thank you, everyone who voted.
Yes, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, but it's your turn to chime in.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you all for supporting, voting, and even just the whether in person or via messaging, the compliments. It truly does mean a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to Margo. All those things. But we got nominated for Podcast of the Year, Couple of the Year, and Woman of the Year.
Together.
Together again for the first time. We were waiting for the event to get announced, which it ultimately did, and tickets went on sale. And our spy in the sky, Boondock 007, Oakdale Dave, he immediately reached out to me. He's like, did you get your ticket? I'm like, oh, I didn't even know they were alive. And they're, well, I'll get to that in a second. I went to buy a ticket, sold out. It had just been posted like 15 minutes before. Sold out, it said. Dave checked on his end. It also said sold out. He had gotten a ticket, but said sold out, and I was like, how is this possible? 15 minutes, this must be a major event. So I like panicked because I'm like, we gotta be there. I was like, we'll be outside and just like waiting for the door to open, we'll slide in. But I like reached out to Roland.
We'll wear a big trench coat and I'll get on your shoulders and
yeah, be that's that. Right. We were gonna find a way in there. I reached out to, you know, whoever I needed to figure out how to get a ticket to this event that should not have sold out so quickly, but it did. It was just a technical difficulty. After a little bit, it refreshed. We were able to get our ticket, but I was sweating.
Yeah.
So that was that little funny tale. But we ultimately, yes, got to go to the Golden Bullets. And on top of all the wonderful things that it represents and what we've been talking about, yes, seeing our friends there was great. But like, there are these little moments that I think will stick with us forever. Of like, for example, Matt Spazer, Bond Suits, winning for Best Dressed.
Oh my gosh! I got it. It's in the video. Check it out on Instagram in the little recap video we make. I had to put that in just because that is the essence of what I'm talking about. Gratitude. He was so, like, there's the look on his face, pure, like, just is, it was pure. It was pure. That's what it was. No, it was pure surprise. Like, genuine surprise. The body language, everything about it was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I caught it on video. Because it just,
it was pure, oh, it made me pure so joy. Happy. If you ever wanted to capture, like I don't know, I saw this like the little kid coming down on Christmas Day to find his presents. Like, oh, wow. Like, that's what I felt like I got to see. But it that was so special.
And so well-deserved, too. So well-deserved, that award. Like, it just, oh, it was such a perfect moment. And, oh, gosh, I just, all that's burned into my brain.
But, like, Club Switzerland, James Bond Club Switzerland, won for, like, best, like, international channel.
Yeah, and, or foreign language or something.
Or foreign language channel. And Margo's excitement. She didn't even, I was so stoked. I don't even know if you knew they were a nominee.
I knew they were a nominee. I knew of them. I don't consume Bond content in general. So sure. I don't, you know, this is not, go check them out, obviously. You probably already know them if you're listening here. It was just so cool because it was like Switzerland winning like the Olympics, you know? Yeah. It was awesome. Now, I don't speak German, but I know Schweiss. It's like, you know, I think it's called Club Schweiss. Uh-huh. I'm not sure, but whatever.
Marco's just like, Schweiss,
Schweiss, Schweiss, Schweiss. Like, I was so stoked. And, you know, obviously, I don't consume the Bond content, so I didn't know anybody who was nominated there, but I knew Switzerland. So, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, a little biased if you want to. If you want to call it that, but well deserved again. It was very exciting, and that was awesome. I adored how Danielle presented. Was it All Star?
Yeah.
And you know, tricking Joe Darlington and being like, "Oh, sorry, Joe, you won." It was so cute, and it was so just two friends up mm-hmm. there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like two good friends. Goofing around, you know, like I don't know how to say it. Like it was just so, again, that pure joy, that right. excitement, and it was a great testament of like what this is about. We're happy to be here, and it was awesome.
I was happy to be there to celebrate these people, our friends, these content creators. But it was great to see, you know, our friends catching mm-hmm. up with people who we haven't seen in over a year, or some of them we hadn't seen in mere weeks.
Yeah.
Because we were in Gather All LA, out west. But, and, you know, of course, I mentioned we got nominated for three awards. We knew we weren't going to win any of them, and that was totally fine. Perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not only that, we accepted it. We were just like, that's what it
is. Yeah, exactly. It's at the end of the day, like, the people who got nominated just had a larger following. Mm-hmm. Like, they've put out more.
That's all. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason. No, otherwise we would have won. No, I'm joking. If you have a lot, again, like I was saying, your follower count is a good indicator of how many people are interested in what you're doing. And if more people are interested in what you're doing, than somebody else, your content's probably more whatever. Anyways, who cares? Sorry, I'm nervous. Anyways,
because we're rearing up on talking about Marco.
You know, I'm trying to say like nice. Like I don't know how to talk about this. You know what I mean? I'm so anxious. I don't want to piss anyone off. I don't want to come off as arrogant. I don't want to. And I think that's everybody's thoughts on the matter. Is like nobody wants to look like an a-hole. Everybody wants to. I didn't swear. Everybody wants to be humble and happy for everybody else, but then when it comes down to talking about themselves, it's like, all right, man, you know. But
I think here's a good way to navigate that. So a category that was very special to us was Couple of the Year, because mm-hmm. we are a Bond couple, I guess.
Yeah. Guess we're married.
Since when? What is this thing on my finger? That's my golden bullet.
Oh, I was gonna stealing my line.
You said I could.
No, I said you could interrupt.
Oh, I said how I steal your jokes. I steal your material. But you know, Couple of the Year. It was awesome that we got nominated for it. We knew we weren't gonna win, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. David and Danielle, that the speech, we'll say, the acceptance of the mm-hmm. award was beautiful. It was perfect. It was, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but this Bond content creating community, this community that we keep saying, it created, like we're saying, the Golden Bullets, it created an event for all of us to get together. Bond in general created an avenue for people to find their best friends, to strengthen within their friends in their relationships. You know, David is a content creator. Absolutely. His wife is there supporting him, traveling with him, and engaging in all these wonderful things right alongside. And they get to do it as best friends, as husband and wife, as a couple. Yeah. Bond content, or Bond, whatever I'm trying to say, Golden Bullet couple of the year.
And it in that moment too, it just showed what mattered to them. David did not say, he was like, Danielle. And she was like, David. It's in that moment, you could just see what mattered, which is they matter. Mm-hmm. That's the essence again of the Golden Bullet Award. Sorry. But it was beautiful. It was perfect. And, you know, David mopped the floor with all of us, but, you know, rightfully so. And with that category too, rightfully so. Danielle has been there with him the entire, how long has he been doing this?
Like over 20 years.
Jeez, OP, you know, like, of course they deserve that recognition. Mm-hmm. Of course. So yeah. So that was really beautiful. That was very lovely. Again, I have the clip. Check out the video. There's a little clip in there. Yeah, so there was that, and then we all went home. The end.
Not quite. And I know, Margot, I'll let you explain a bit more, but I'll kind of give a little peppery tease. Mm-hmm. As we all know, Margot loves attention, but she loves attention on her terms.
Yes.
She did not nominate herself.
Hence the podcast. I didn't. I actually didn't.
I did. And Margot won Woman of the Year. Once again, we were 100% not expecting
that. Or maybe
that.
I did. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Sorry, you were saying.
Did you vote for me for Woman of the Year?
I did vote for you for Woman of the Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, Margot won Woman of the Year. Completely unexpected. And not even like in like the humble surprise way. Like we just like...
Oh, yeah, we came to terms with it. We're like,
yeah, it wasn't even coming to terms. It was just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact you won and you were flummoxed and you went up there. And, you know, I heard a few people say it was like such a, like, I don't know, like a genuine moment, because it really was. And I'm going to cry.
Oh.
I cried there. I cried at the event. I'm so proud of you. Because, like I said at the top, we weren't going to keep doing this. We were going to kind of stop. And it was because of the Golden Bullets we triumphed on. But, like, not to, you know, we get to make James Bond content. We have all these wonderful friends and wonderful experiences. And we get to do this together. Mm-hmm. But there are times where it hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy to squeeze in a good squeeze into our lives because of, you know, oh, man, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry when we talk about Moonraker too.
If you cry, I'm going to cry. Cry on the podcast.
Life can be, not can be, life is so hard. And, shit, I get to swear. So the fact that we get to do this and get to do it together means so much. And the fact that you... Of all people, you won Woman of the Year in this last year that's been so special to us, and you exploring James Bond, but we get to explore it together, meant the world to me that you won, that people loved you so much to vote for you and celebrate you. I was just like... That's my wife. That's my novice up there. I was very proud of you. Your turn.
It's not fair.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
But.
Here we are crying on the podcast. That's nice. Listen, oh, jeez. Well, now I don't want to say anything. It was looking at you in the audience that got me. Because, I mean, I'll get into the funny ha-has of my experience. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I wanted you up there with me. This wouldn't have happened without you. None of my life would have happened without you. You know? The peak happiness. And I'm happier every day that I'm with you. And this has been... What I love is that we get to document our relationship in a way that's so special to us, where we get to just talk about the things we love, and we get to also talk about the things we dislike within the scope of bond and everything, but it's so much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
This whole podcast has been just a really beautiful anchor and a really just a comfort is what it's been. And, yeah, sometimes it's tough, and these past 2 years have been, you know, outside of the podcast and with life in general. We're not going to get into any detail whatsoever, but yeah, it's been tough. It's been a tough 2 years, but we've always had each other, and that's been the fun part of these, you know, trials.
Yeah.
And
and when we say tough, like, you and I,
we get better every day. Like, you know, we're not going nowhere. Like, like, that's the thing, is like, life has been difficult and you make it easy. And you know, you stole my line, but the real golden bullet is the ring around my finger. Like, that's always been it. And it's clink it. Do you hear it?
we clinked rings.
So that's the thing, is like, this, and this is the difficult part to talk about, because it's so easy to talk about how much you mean to me and how much you mean within the scope of this podcast and how important you are in the bond community and outside of that, and how much of an impact you have on people in general. You enter people's lives and you completely, like, flip, turn it upside down in the best way possible. And you did that for my life. And this podcast is a documentation of that. And it makes me happy that when we're old and gray, we get to listen back to these and, you know, think about the wonderful times we've had. And, you know, I like that it's like a little time capsule for us.
Yeah.
And that's what this award means to me, is us. It's without you, there is none of, you know, what we've been doing, and there's no me either. You know, what's your line that you say? We're together, we're a good squeeze.
Together we're a good squeeze, but without each other, we're a good for nothing.
That's right. There we go. We found each other at the perfect time in our lives, and we've been nothing but over the moon happy. Every single day just gets better and better and better and better.
Right.
But now to the funny, to the lighthearted, to the levity. So, you know, as August said, I love attention on my own terms, and I wasn't expecting to win. Am I grateful? 100%. I'd like everyone to know how grateful I am that you voted for me, that you listen to the podcast, you support us. This support is directly benefits us. So thank you, because we're being invited into this community. We're being acknowledged as part of this community, and
In people's lives.
In people's lives, Space Mickey. And it means something to us. It means something to me. Now, I'd like everyone to know, I kind of blacked out and had a panic attack because I wasn't expecting to go up there. So then I talked for 5 minutes. I was like, everybody. I felt like Tina from Bob's Burgers. I'm like, thank you, everyone, for everything, and I want everybody to keep talking about the moment of clarity I have is looking at my husband, looking at August in the audience, tears in his eyes. That meant so much to me. But then, and it still meant a lot to me to win, but like, then I looked into the crowd and it was just a sea of eyeballs, and I was like, oh my God, and I felt so very overwhelmed, and I apologize if that came off as rude. I want everybody to know I had a really good time. It was just a lot all at once. and I wasn't expecting it. So
she says she gave a 5-minute speech. It was one of those, like, seconds were eternity, right? Like,
yeah, it's not the hand on the, yeah, it was a hand on the stove, you know,
like you were there, you're
10
there
seconds
for,
feels like 5 minutes.
You're
like,
up there for 30 seconds and then you're off.
So much. That's too long. It should have been 10 seconds. It should have been like, thank you and goodbye.
An honor and a privilege.
I don't remember what I said. I don't want to know what I said. I don't want anybody. And here's the thing. Because everybody is so nice and everybody is just the perfect lady and gentleman, everyone's going to say nice things. You're like, no, Margo, don't worry. There's nothing you can say to comfort me because I even just talking about it, I'm like arched back like a cat in water. If you dunked a cat in a bucket of water, that's like how I felt in that moment. The lights got brighter, everything. And here's the thing, again, so happy, so grateful. You know, I was making the funny in the beginning of the episode with the look what I got, but like I want everyone to know, like, again, I'm very happy, I'm very grateful. I panicked. I had genuine, just like, did not know what to do when I got up there. All of a sudden, my clothes felt very tight and sticky, and all of a sudden, my hair was in my eyes, and like every hair in my ear was like, I could feel it, and I was like, we all know what a panic attack feels like, and so it was a lot. But thank you. Like, I don't know how to say, because that is something that is like. This is the moment where I want to be like self-deprecating. But if somebody else had won this award, I would have been over the moon for them. I would have been like, yeah, rub it in their face. Do it. You know, like it just, I love when people win. I don't like winning. But I am very grateful. You know, it's that weird balance. I don't know how to describe it. I know everybody understands, but I don't know how to describe it. And it meant something to me. It did. But like, I don't know. Just like, it. And also it was so hot outside. It was so hot outside. And I'm not a summer person. I don't hate summer. I just like kind of, I'm excited when it's over. I like when it starts, but after 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, let's speed this up. So it was sticky. It was hot. I was wearing all black. I didn't dress in a way that I was like, oh, cool. If I'm like, you know, I didn't even think ahead. I didn't even prepare anything. I did not prepare a speech. If like next time I'll be arrogant and I'll prepare something, because I didn't. And I was like, and I didn't know what to say. And yeah, I was moving my arm a lot. I remember that. I'll talk with my hands.
Yeah, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah, like stick it in my butt. I'm sorry. I do that. Yeah, so it was just like, I don't know. You know, again, so grateful. Thank you so much, everybody. But like, oh, that was so much. I just like, I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. Deer in headlights, very similar to that. And cat in bucket of water. So then I ran to August. And I know I'm like glued to his hip at these events. Typically, I was just saran wrapped to his face. Like, you know, and I know I was walking around with it and stuff, but I didn't have a big enough purse. And then we had to go to this and that. And, you know, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do with myself. And, like, this is the moment where, like, I want to be like, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Da, 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 da. Of course, that's going to be my knee jerk reaction. But again, this means something to us. It does. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. And it means something to other people, and I don't want to belittle it because Roland put on a wonderful event, and for crying out loud, now I have a Golden Bullet Thermos award. Like, that's so cool. And you know, so thank you, Roland, for doing this. Thank you to everyone. Just know I'm in a constant panic just talking about it. I'm in a constant state of like self-defense, and it's difficult to talk about in a way that's like normal. Yeah. So that's me there. If truly, like, I'm like, oh, I didn't give Oxen enough credit. Like, that's the first thing. That's the first thing.
Within 30 seconds of you coming back, like, I should have talked about you more.
But that's the thing is, like, because to me, this podcast is you and me. It's the novice and the nostalgic. And, you know, and also, you know, what meant a lot to me was the introduction David gave me. That meant a lot. That was a very sweet, that's just the way he talked about it. Really meant something to me. So thank you, David. That was a wonderful introduction. And, those are things that, again, like, and now I'm having another panic attack because I'm like, well, now I have to say something bad about myself, like, you know. And it's, oh gosh, can you just hear the panic in my voice?
Yes.
Okay. So we're exploring every emotion in this episode.
How about this? Where are you?
Oh.
Calm yourself down.
Okay, that's not nice. Calm down. That usually helps. If you see me in a panic, just say, calm down.
You need to lie down.
Who's that one?
That's from Pink Panther, the Steve Martin one.
Yeah, we should watch that tonight. But yeah, so fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
Moonraker.
Moonraker.
Moonraker. Space. Mickey. And.
So, yes, the Moonraker event was announced months and months ago. David Zaritsky, the Bond Experience, wanted to host a summer gathering event. And he put it out there into the inner space of what movie would the people want to watch. And it was up to vote. And not unanimously, but the big obvious winner was Moonraker Space. And I voted for Moonraker Space because, you know, it's summer, it's fun, it's out of this world. And I'm one of those. I never got to see it on the big screen. I would love to see any Bond movie on the big screen, if I had seen it or not. But Moonraker is special in my life and special in our lives. Mm-hmm. And Margo and I have never seen it together.
Mm-hmm. I had never seen it, period.
Period. And, you know, I say a lot.
You know?
There's a word for that, like a transitioner word. Anywho, now I'm like, when we listen back to our episodes, I'm like, damn, I swear a lot too. I say, you know, too much.
No, you're perfect.
I've said this a plethora of times in the past on the show. I'll say it in the future. I'll say it now. Moonraker special to us, Margo and I, without even having to see it. Margo has her story where she found a Moonraker framed movie poster, got it for me for Christmas. It was the same night I proposed to her. It was our Moonraker by That Damn Shirley Bassey was our first dance song at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it was technically our first dance, period, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, was that Sam Smith?
No, it was As the World Falls Down by David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good one.
Everything I've done for you. Is that that song?
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
It's such a sad love. Deep in your eyes, a kind of pale jewel.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was it.
Within your eyes, okay. Not As the World Falls Down. Sorry. Within your eyes. Mm. It was almost 10 years ago. Actually, it wasn't even that. It was almost 8 years ago.
Almost 10 years. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I round up.
Yeah. We round up way up.
Yeah. But anyway, Moonraker was our first wedding dance song. And it's always been special to us, but we didn't know why, right? Mm-hmm. We knew why, but we had never even seen the movie. There's a chance you wouldn't even like this movie.
Yeah.
But when the event got announced and we're talking to each other, but our friends and fellow people within the Bond space community, we were trying to determine, do we do our good squeeze with each other? Like, I make a meal themed to the movie, we curate the evening, we sit in, we enjoy the movie, just her and I? Or do we go to what we've been loving to do, which is see a Bond movie on the big screen amongst fans, people who love this stuff, celebrate this stuff, laugh at the jokes, cheer, hoot, and holler? Which avenue do we take?
Yeah.
And we chose to see Space in the movie theater space.
Proper Mickey.
Proper Mickey.
That's what we did.
What that means?
You know.
Yeah, you know. This is like our dialogue coming into the cans. But yeah, we chose to watch Moonraker, Margo's first time at this Moonraker event. So we were very excited to go to the latest Bond event created by the Bond Experience, David Zaritsky. So we're very appreciative that he facilitated this space for us to create new memories and to have Margo and I's first Moonraker memory.
Yeah. Technically our first Moonraker memory, but part of the Moonraker memory saga.
Yes.
Make it.
The saga will continue.
Yeah.
But, you know, going to Newtown, and we've grown to really love that space.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, trying, like, new restaurants. And
we really love Newtown. Can't recommend it enough, honestly. Like, I'm always so excited when it's like, Newtown PA. I'm like, here we come. It's fun. Newtown band. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a really lovely, quaint town. And they have a little clock, you know, up on
we like a clock.
Love a clock. Love old buildings, beautiful nature. Mm-hmm. I'm like, easy to get to. I don't drive, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Pennsylvania is annoyingly large.
Yeah.
So it does take a while to get there.
Everything to do is on opposite ends.
Right.
You know, like there's...
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
That you're right.
We always pit stop a little bit past the middle in Lancaster.
That's true. We do love Lancaster.
Yeah. So that's kind of become our new tradition when we mm-hmm. come to these Newtown Bond events, is we'll pit stop in Lancaster.
Yeah. Where we visit our friend who founder of Space Mickey and
This is true. So. This is true.
Yeah.
That terminology. It's like we'll talk to our buddy John and talk about it like in the movie Interstellar, be like, space. Yinsko is space. But but Newtown, I got like Newtown. Now I'm thinking about space.
Oh my God.
Did we go to Newtown or we go to space?
Now we're going to Newtown space proper.
And yeah, then we go to space.
And then we go to space. But yeah, we got to go to Newtown.
Newtown, trying new restaurants. You know, we stayed at a new hotel this time. Mm-hmm. And you know, getting together with our, you know, our Bond friends for a meal. Getting together with people we haven't seen in a year just to say hello is wonderful. Whether it's at, what is it, the Temperance House mm-hmm. or Ned's Cigar Lounge
yeah.
Or just out and about on the street. I always love, like, because the area that we do these is not a small area. It's like a strip, right? But you can always tell when a Bond event's in town because yeah. you see the Bond people walking around.
And it's nice because it's like everything's local. You don't have to go far to get food. You don't have to go far to get coffee. You don't have to go far to get cigars. You don't have to go far for anything. Mm-hmm. And there's a CVS right there too. So you don't need to go far for anything. And it's a really lovely neighborhood to walk through. Mm-hmm. Like in the morning, you can get your workout in. Like it's got everything, guys. Newtown Bound. And it's perfect for like a 2-day event. No, I'm not opposed to staying longer, but like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just, yeah.
We almost did, but we ended up figuring it out and going to a little vacation we took after.
Yes, we did.
Because we had to celebrate. No, we had it planned. But getting to, you know, dress up once again and go to a Bond event at this movie theater, the Newtown Theater, mm-hmm. where there were props from the movie and backdrops made for people to take photos in front of and giveaways galore.
Oh, David, thank you for all the giveaways and all the stuff we got to take.
What did you...
Sorry, that sounded like, thanks for... We broke into his house. No, I'm joking.
Shh, don't tell him. What did you come away with?
Oh, brother, let me tell you. So there was a framed photo of I think it was a magazine cover, a Japanese magazine cover called Monday. I haven't done any research on it, so I'm sure David could give more context, with Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. It was so good. And I saw it and I was like, nah, I don't need that. I don't need that. And it was like amongst a flurry of stuff. So I was like, by the end of it, it's still there. I'll take it. Lo and behold, it was the last thing on the table. Nobody wanted it. And I was like, well, that's a sign. I took it. It's like my favorite style. Very colorful with, like Japanese writing on there. Again, I don't know what that's called. Mm-hmm. yeah, so it's up on my wall right now.
Nice.
And then I got two slide whistles. one for me, one for August. And it says Man with a Golden Gun. There were four, I think, on the table. I took two. Then I got a magazine that's on my shelf. It is a Swiss magazine. It's all in German in there. In the middle, yeah, it's spelled, it says Exclusives Goodie. So EXKLUSIVES Goodie, which is great. And it's a postcard of what do you call it? A View to a Kill, and it's all the characters watercolored, watercolored iced on there. And it's, you got Mayday, you got Stacy, you got Bond, obviously, you got Ascension Smythe, you got Mr. Walken, Zorin, you got the exploding what you call it, blimp, the fight on the Golden Gate Bridge, snowboarding, space, and a few other people who I don't remember, and Mayday and Zorin fighting, and then you see Mayday flying away off the Eiffel Tower, which is so cool, and in the fire truck. So all my favorite things all in one postcard. And that was like the, because the postcard was in there, the first page I flipped to was that, and I was like, oh, well, I have to take it. And it's, yeah. Oh, well, hey, it's 007 James Bond Club, so, you know, mazel. It's good stuff. Yeah, so I thought that was super cool. So I took that. I think I have one more. I took one more thing.
You took a Quantum of Solace shirt.
I took a Quantum of Solace shirt. It's like a, it looks like, you know, the shirts your uncle buys. Like the, just, it's not like one print. It's like the whole thing is one print. So the sleeve and everything is just one image. Mm-hmm. And it's Quantum of Solace. My favorite. No, I'm joking. Took that. And that is a shirt that me and August wear together. No, that we share.
We share a sleeve.
We share a sleeve.
Yeah. A good sleeve.
Oh, nice. Swish.
I took
that's it. I was going to ask you, what did you get?
Oh, I'll tell you. I took a little, it was a Spectre paperweight, like a little glass paperweight. But to my surprise, it was not a paperweight. It was a thumb drive.
Oh, cool.
So I get to save my files on it.
I didn't the really, smallest paperweight
I didn't really
for
take,
one sheet.
I didn't take anything, really. I took that, and it was a Spectre notebook. I love Spectre.
So thank you again, David, for orchestrating all that into, you know, set all that up. I think we ransacked you. Good. Sorry. That's all. You can't say anything.
No, yeah, we really appreciate the event. We appreciate
it's das Club Magazine des James Bond Club Schweiz. It's my friend. It's James Bond Club Schweiz.
Oh,
that's crazy. Well, I'm sorry. Well, thank you. Hey, full circle. Here we are.
As you said, mazel.
So cool. Oh my God, print is not dead, guys. Magazines are still well and alive, and it's got a really cool die cut in the cover. Sorry. Go ahead.
We had a good time at the Moonraker event, but. The main event was seeing this movie on the big screen. Mm-hmm. We, you know, heard pray tell that it was going to be this like 4K edition, this revamped edition of Moonraker. And it certainly was. It looked gorgeous. It sounded incredible, especially the ending space battle. Like blown away. It's similar to when we got to see Casino Royale recently. The sound is what tickled me the most, was how punchy it was, how like you felt it, like I was there.
And I can confirm how loud it was, because I had to go to the bathroom during the fight scene and I could still hear it. So it was an emergency.
God almighty. But oh man, see, I am gonna cry. Aww. Maybe no, I'm good. I'm Italian, I'm sensitive.
That's right.
I'm
Croatian, I'm sensitive, and I'm a woman.
Seeing Moonraker on the big screen with all these Bond fans was great. You know, people clapped, they cheered, they laughed. There was this one guy, don't know him, never saw him before, but he was sitting in front of us. He was having the time of his life, like laughing the whole way through.
It's his favorite movie.
Yeah, it must have been. He was having the time of his life, and anytime a joke happened and he laughed with ecstasy, I don't
great.
Know.
Yeah. Pure joy.
Pure joy.
Pure joy.
I laughed, not at him, but because he was like having such a good time. I was like, this guy.
This guy rules, dude. Seriously, though.
But the opening happens, and that skydive fight scene is awesome and wildly impressive. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts.
Do it. It's okay. You already cried.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
It cuts into our song.
Yeah.
And we got to hear it. because it's our song, no one else's.
That's right. We started dancing in the background. No, I'm joking. Oh, that would have been sweet.
The people behind us would have been like, sit down.
Like, that's our song, okay?
You don't understand. Listen to our episodes. But, I didn't make a big deal of it, but I was crying in that theater. Were. Yeah. Being there with you, hearing the song. I've never been the biggest fan of, like, the actual, like, images that go on. Like circus and weird vector going. Images flying around.
It got me emotional. Not as emotional as you, but like I was thinking of, like to me it was just like this, the crescendo of like, oh my God, here it is. It's our song. And the song itself like just meant so much to me. And I'm very emotionally invested in it. It's like I'm watching this like, you know, these women not really jumping through the air, but jumping through the air. And then, like, just the cover, it felt like they just kind of cut out a woman on a piece of paper, glued it to a stick, and just moved it across the camera. And I'm watching this, I'm like, okay.
Where are you?
It's pretty bad, to be honest. But the song itself is great. So I was like, why did they? Damn, they did it dirty, didn't they? Mm-hmm. The one shot I liked was, and it's in the video on Instagram, is when Moonraker, like, first off, Shirley says it, and the woman who's flipping into the air, her arms perfectly wrap around the moon, and I thought that was really cool, so that kind of, I was like, oh, cool, and then it just went into poo-poo garbage, and I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. But, it got me emotional, too. Mm-hmm. Not as much as you, but, like, it, you know.
Yeah.
It was, like, the first time I was seeing it in context, like, outside of, like, us. So, like, watching it was, like, us. That's it. You know, there's nothing. It's like when people ask me, like, what is Bond to you? I'm like, it's August. And so that's what that movie was. It was August, you know. Yeah.
But getting to see the movie with you, and yeah, we won't get into details, but as Marco alluded, there was a portion she was not present for. but this just means... We, you know, whenever we're faced with decisions, Margo and I, we tend to just do both.
Yeah.
If you're given option A or B, it's like, how can we just do both?
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, when I was like, do I introduce Margo to this, you know, seeing it on the big screen, or do we watch it at home? We're just going to do both.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole different experience emotionally and... just, I guess, presently.
And we're not going to talk about the movie on this episode because we're going to do another episode. Of course, we have to milk this. proper format, we're doing another movie. And I will say, though, like, I'm excited to watch it with you in proper, like how we usually do. Because
the good squeeze fashion.
Yeah, I was wearing a jumpsuit. I love that jumpsuit. It's super cool. It was a sensory nightmare. It was like so. It's fit so I can sit down comfortably, but I like to feel comfy when I'm watching a movie. Usually, when we go to the movies, I wear like something very stretchy so I can kind of curl up in a ball and like et cetera, et cetera. My movements were very limited in this, and it took away from the experience. Now I'm not gonna tell you what I think about the movie because you're gonna have to tune in. But The movie itself, like the integrity was not ruined by the jumpsuit. I'll just say that.
But when we watch it, like here at home,
my back.
A muumuu will be worn.
Muumuu, my winter muumuu or my summer muumuu, which one will it be? And also it's our movie. You know, it's ours. It's ours and no one else's. But you know, like when I think of all the Bond movies, the one that's like us, I think of Moonraker, even before I saw it. Like, I was like, that's going to be the movie. I talked to a few people outside, so some people know how I feel about it. But, like, overall, I'm really excited to rewatch it proper and actually watch the fight scene. I caught the ending. I actually, because it was so loud, I could hear when it was like, oh, I should probably, you know, hurry up and wash my hands.
I was like, what happened to Drax?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I was able to catch, you know, because we made a little postcard, like a tiny little, as like a little print. Giveaway. We had a little takeaway. And the quote was, well, here's to us, Jaws, Moonraker, space. And I caught that line. So I'm happy I did. And yeah, so despite the jumpsuit, you know, being a sensory nightmare and the heat of the summer,
space. Where are yins?
Nice.
Why do yins hide? That's the Pittsburghese. I'll record it and put it on Spotify.
Exactly.
Or Apple Podcasts or whatever. Yeah. Our Yinzer Bond themes CD.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah. On vinyl. Yeah.
On cassette.
On space.
On reel to reel.
On reel to reel.
But it was special for me to not only see this with you, but in general. Moonraker always has ranked fairly high for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my top 10. I don't know where it lives there, but it's in there. It was one of the earlier Bond movies I saw. It was one of the first Bond films I was like really excited to see. It was because of Jaws. I knew he was in Moonraker. I knew the Moonraker laser was obviously in Moonraker, and all this comes from that 007 video game Goldeneye. But my dad introduced me to this movie. It was on that 15 days of 007 on TV. And we caught it one night. And this is my father's favorite Bond movie.
Nice.
And he always says, he says it about Moonraker. He says it about other movies too, but he has said it about Moonraker, and I'll use this quote there. But like I kind of said earlier, when it comes to movies, my father does not like to watch tough to watch movies, miserable mm-hmm. movies.
He says life's go ahead.
Life's hard enough. Give me Moonraker. Life's hard enough. Give me Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
He says stuff like that. But life's hard enough. Give me Moonraker. And it was so special that we got to watch this movie because it sounds like we're miserable, or I'm miserable, but I'm not. But life can be hard.
Yeah.
So getting to escape,
mm-hmm.
which is what a good squeeze lets us do,
mm-hmm.
which is what these Bond events let us do, but it's what James Bond lets us do, yeah. is we get to escape and go on an adventure and get to, you know, go to Rio, go skydiving, go to outer space. We get to escape, and that's what we got to do in Newtown when we got to go to the Golden Bullets and we got to see Moonraker.
Yeah, it really is. This weekend meant so much to us. Again, I had a panic attack, so I'm sorry, guys, but I did genuinely have a good time. And this is what we love about doing this, is it's you and me. Life's, like you said, life's hard. Give me a good squeeze. Like, that's being able to go and hang out with our Bond friends, not just our Bond friends, but our friend friends, and talk about just all the good stuff and even the bad stuff and the this and the that and having a good time. It's just good company, and it really means something to us. And then those moments where we get to take, you know, to just have for us watching the movie together, you know, it just means so much. And it's so worth it. It's so worth the trip. And you know, it's worth it in every way. No, I'm joking.
Woman of the year, everyone. Yeah, yeah. Woman of the year.
They're gonna be like, we're gonna need that award back. Sorry. But yeah, that was Golden Bullets, Moonraker. That was nice.
With all those wonderful things said, Margo, where can the people find us?
Oh, you can find us on Instagram, and only Instagram, where August posts episode updates, life updates, beautiful, beautiful space, Mickey, flat lace, of all the nostalgic Bond things that you love. That's a good pitch. Why didn't I say that earlier? you know, all the nostalgia you can find in Bond, and you know, all the things that happen in our lives. And yeah, that's that. Where can they hear us?
You can hear us wherever you're listening to us right now. But we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Spotify. We're wherever you get your podcast stuff. If you listen on the old URL, we're on Audio Boom. Check us out there. Indeed.
And on that note, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this has been...
I'm going to try to do it like a Roger Moore.
Ooh.
Have I done that? Probably.
Probably.
Mm. Good squeeze. Burner, burner, burner. Can I do that again? Hmm. After Roger Moore.
Hmm. Ice cream.
A good squeeze.
That sounded more like Nick Nolte. Or not Nick Nolte. What's that guy who does Smokey the Bear?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
This has been a good squeeze.
That's good.
Roger Moore, a good squeeze.
So, you know, time come to leave, time to say goodbyes to all our friends and everything. You know, next morning, we've been staying at this hotel for three nights. And they had a little coffee self-serve outside with a little Keurig. And I had been taking advantage of that. They had little caramels, and I've been eating the caramels. I've been taking the tea and the coffee and, you know, enjoying.
Indulging
in the coffee that they had been offering. Wake up in the morning, last day, you know, make my coffee. Go back to the hotel room. I'm like, hey, August, I'll make you a coffee. I go out, go up to a Keurig, open it up, cockroach in the Keurig. Yeah. Little cockroach just like ran and hid. And Margo, you sure that was a cockroach? I know cockroaches. I've been around cockroaches. I know cockroach when I see one. Yeah, so you know, it wasn't Battleship this time, but it was cockroaches. Tune in next time to see what hotel capers Margo gets into early in the morning between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. Yeah. Space.